Governor Brian Sandoval agreed to inject $3.5 million into the mental health system at the suggestion of the governor's task force. But is that enough to fix a system that has lost $80 million in funding since 2007? How will those changes affect mental health care in southern Nevada? Joining us to talk now about the task force plans is Yesenia Amaro. She is a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reported on the task force for the paper. Yesenia, welcome back to KNPR.
Thank you for having me.
So what are the big ticket items in the task force package?
Okay. Well, the council that was established by the governor to come up with recommendations to help improve the state's mental health system included 16 recommendations, but the governor selected six. And they pretty much include a mobile outreach crisis team, an expansion of housing for those who are severely in need of mental health, and an increase of daily psychiatric beds at the Triage Center in Las Vegas, which will be increased from 36 beds to 50 beds. And there's also an increase for the daily reimbursement rate for hospitals that have a psychiatric unit. And the rate would be increasing from about $460 to about $944 a day. And the last item would be a mobile crisis team for children.
The mental health system here has lost some $80 million since 2007. So how is $3.5 million anything but a mere drop in the bucket?
Right. These recommendations are supposed to be short-term fixes. So I think this is just the beginning and not the end. I think there will be more to come to help improve the system overall.
Now, the governor appointed this task force after an embarrassing series of stories in the Sacramento Bee about Southern Nevada's practice of busing psychiatric patients out of state. Will any of the changes fix the problems that led to that policy?
Right. That you are correct. The council was established for that purpose. However, those issues were fixed soon after the incidents came to light. And the council right now also actually, as part of their recommendations, was to stay on top of that to make sure that those incidents don't happen again.
There was another problem that was cited quite a bit last year. It was so-called frequent flyers, people who routinely turn up in emergency rooms. Will there be enough beds with that increase in triage beds and such to keep these people in a proper psychiatric facility?
For that specific population, the additional housing is supposed to help, because with housing, you know, once you have housing and you are, you know, you're able to stabilize with your medication, and therefore you're not going to the emergency room, you know, all the time on a frequent basis.
If this is just the first round of reform, these recommendations, what more needs to be done? What are the big issues that will have to be resolved further down the road?
Right. Well, I think some of the issues is, again, the need for more investment in the states, in the overall system, more housing, and, of course, more inpatient psychiatric beds.
Do the governor's council's members think they can persuade legislators to fund the program properly for the long term?
They seemed a little optimistic about these recommendations that they're hoping to implement now. And they understand that the legislature is aware of these issues, and they also understand that these issues need to be fixed.
Yesenia Amaro, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.